Passage 1. Birds are famous for carrying things around. Some, like homing pigeons, can be trained to deliver messages and packages. Other birds unknowingly carry seeds that cling to them for the ride. Canadian scientists have found a worrisome new example of the power that birds have to spread stuff around. Way up north in the Canadian Arctic, seabirds are picking up dangerous chemicals in the ocean and delivering them to ponds near where the birds live. Some 10,000 pairs of the birds, called fulmars, a kind of Arctic seabird, make their nests on Devon Island, north of the Arctic Circle. The fulmars travel some 400 kilometers over the sea to find food. When they return home, their droppings end up all around their nesting sites, including in nearby ponds. Previously, scientists noticed pollutants arriving in the Arctic with the wind. Salmon also carry dangerous chemicals as the fish migrate between rivers and the sea. The bodies of fish and other meat eaters can build up high levels of the chemicals. To test the polluting power of fulmars, researchers collected samples of deposit from 11 ponds on Devon Island. In ponds closest to the colony, the results showed there were far more pollutants than in ponds less affected by the birds. The pollutants in the ponds appear to come from fish that fulmars eat when they're out on the ocean. People who live, hunt, or fish near bird colonies need to be careful, the researchers say. The birds don't mean to cause harm, but the chemicals they carry can cause major problems. Question 1.
What have Canadian scientists found about some seabirds?
Question 2.
What does the speaker say about the seabirds called fulmars?
Question 3.
What did scientists previously notice about pollutants in the Arctic?
Question 4.
What does the speaker warn about at the end of the talk? Passage 2. In recent years, the death rate among American centenarians, people who have lived to age 100 or older, has decreased, dropping 14% for women and 20% for men from 2008 to 2014. The leading causes of death in this age group are also changing. In 2000, the top five causes of death for centenarians were heart disease, stroke, flu, cancer, and Alzheimer's disease. But by 2014, the death rate from Alzheimer's disease for this age group had more than doubled, increasing from 3.8% to 8.5%, making the progressive brain disease the second leading cause of death for centenarians. One reason for the rise in deaths from Alzheimer's disease in this group may be that developing this condition remains possible even after people beat the odds of dying from other diseases, such as cancer. People physically fit enough to survive over 100 years ultimately give in to diseases such as Alzheimer's, which affects the mind and cognitive function. In other words, it appears their minds give out before their bodies do. On the other hand, the death rate from flu dropped from 7.4% in 2000 to 4.1% in 2014. That pushed flu from the third leading cause of death to the fifth. Overall, the total number of centenarians is going up. In 2014, there were 72,197 centenarians, compared to 50,281 in 2000. But because this population is getting larger, the number of deaths in this group is also increasing. 18,434 centenarians died in 2000, whereas 25,914 died in 2014. Question 5.
What does the speaker say about the risk of dying for American centenarians in recent years?
Question 6.
What does the speaker say about Alzheimer's disease?
Question 7.
What is characteristic of people who live up to 100 years and beyond?